News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107 continue a Christmas tradition with Talk to Santa.
Talk to Santa is sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carbon One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Up next, boys and girls will talk to Santa and the elves at the North Pole through the Magic Radio on WKOK and Eagle 107.
I can't wait to go to Silver Moon Furniture.
Why is that?
Well, I'm looking for a living room group, and with my purchase, I hear that they're giving each person a free lifelike Christmas tree. It will look great with the new furniture.
Great prices, I always hear.
Let's go now.
Enjoy the quality and unmatched customer service at Silver Moon Furniture in Lewisburg. Silver Moon Furniture features beautifully crafted American-made furniture. One of the things that sets Silver Moon Furniture apart from the other stores is their ability to customize your furniture with exactly the right upholstery as well as other features. Plus, you can choose from over 450 styles of upholstery, 8 types of wood. Open Monday through Friday from 9 till 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 5 p.m. Silver Moon Furniture, located at 211 Silver Moon Lane in Lewisburg, across from the Silver Moon Flea Market.
And meet me at the Silver Moon.
And girls, you can see Santa and Mrs. Claus this Sunday morning in person. Santa will be at the Silver Moon Flea Market, Route 15, Lewisburg, this Sunday. Moms and dads, you will love the treasures you find at Silver Moon Flea Market, too, every Sunday.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Santa, Santa, Santa. Good evening and welcome to Talk to Santa. I'm your host, Ann Blugis, and I have a full house. Six boys and one beautiful little girl for a total of 7 excited youngsters who are here to talk to Santa and Emma. Well, what do you say we get started? Because you all have so much to tell Santa Claus, and we got to make sure we make the connection to the North Pole. Right, Isaac?
Yes.
Yes. No messing around tonight. Isaac and I are very serious about this, and we'll explain why when we talk to Isaac. Okay, I'm going to count to 3. Get the shoulders started. Clear your throats. 1, 2, 3.
Santa, 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 Santa,
Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa,
Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa,
Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa,
Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa,
Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa,
Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa,
Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa,
Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa,
Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa, Santa,
Now that we hear your voice, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
That was absolutely beautiful. The boys and girls were singing along here. I don't know if you could hear us.
Yeah, I couldn't. Oh. Need to sing louder next time.
I know. Oh, I hear a ho.
You do.
Oh, Miss Anne.
Santa Claus.
I hear your voice down there in Sunbury.
Oh, it's so good to hear you, Santa Claus.
Oh, we're looking forward to talking to all the boys and girls tonight.
We have a nice, big, happy group, Santa. One lovely little girl and Okay, six, my math was off there. And six excited boys that have lots to tell you and Emma. So Santa Claus, kick back, relax, and I also suggest you buckle up because this is going to be lots of fun.
Merry Christmas. And we're ready to go, Miss Anne.
All right, Santa Claus and Emma, when we return, our first guest tonight will be Mr. Isaac Fatzinger. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and we're also online.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online. At garfields.net.
So you're hungry, but you're busy. As mealtime gets closer, you feel like your day is slowly winding down. Satisfy that hunger with Taste of Philly and Seals Grill. Pick up or have your order delivered and enjoy their own Philly cheese sauce from different cheese blends. Nothing ever comes from a can. And Bucknell and SU students get an extra 10% off your order with your school ID. Seniors also get a 10% discount. And join Ice Cold Pepsi, too, at Taste of Philly, South Water Street in Seals Grill. Open Wednesday and Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sunday, noon till 7. Find them on Facebook, too.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
My first guest tonight is Mr. Isaac Fatzinger. Hi, Isaac. Welcome back to the Magic Radio Room.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Can we talk to you not through your shirt? There. Much better. Say, hey, Santa Claus.
Hi, Santa Claus.
Well, hello there, Isaac. Oh, my goodness. It's easier to hear you when you're not talking through your shirt. Old Santa Claus talks through his hat sometimes.
Emma! Do you hear that? She's talking through her shirt or her little elf hat.
Actually, Emma is in my pocket. Come on out now, Emma. We've got a program to do.
All right. I told you she's silly. Santa and Emma, this is Isaac's second trip back to the Magic Radio Room in 2 weeks. He was with us the first night when you had the North Pole blizzard.
Oh, yes. The blizzard of last week.
Yes, so we didn't...
And we're still shoveling out from that blizzard.
You hear that? They're still shoveling out. Wow. Well, that was a lot of snow. That's why we couldn't talk to Santa. He couldn't hear us. Remember?
We could hear you, though.
Yes, Santa. That's the best part.
We enjoyed talking to you.
We talked about you.
That's right.
We did.
That's right. All good things, too, if I remember. Right, Emma?
Yep.
Well, Isaac, do you have any family that's listening to you on the radio tonight? Grandparents or... Dad's shaking his head. Yes, so who's that?
And also my buddy Dylan.
Well, Merry Christmas to the grandparents and to your buddy Dylan and to you, Isaac.
Merry Christmas!
So Mom and Dad are here tonight. I have to ask you, and I'm pretty sure I know the answer. They've been very good this year?
Yes.
Yes, they're very good. I could tell. It's so nice to bring you here again to the Magic Radio Room. So, Isaac, tell Santa Claus a little bit about you. Come on, sit down and stay with me for a while. Don't try to leave. So, how old are you and what grade are you in?
I'm six and I'm kindergarten.
Well, how is kindergarten?
Good.
Did you have school today?
Yes.
Can't remember. Is it hard for you to wake up for school every day?
Yes.
Oh, really? What, Mom and Dad have to flick the light on, pull the covers back, grab you by the ankles?
Wake up! Uh-oh. I think I broke something, Santa.
I think Emma has an idea.
I think I broke it. Hello! Wake up!
Oh, it still works. It must have been on snooze.
Do you know what that is?
No.
That is an elf alarm clock, and it sounds like you might need one of those.
No way.
You want to wake up like that every morning?
No. Just for the low price of 2 chocolate chip cookies, operators are standing by.
See, it only costs you 2 chocolate chip cookies. That's not too expensive, right?
No. Plus shipping and handling.
Shipping and handling,
and
that's
you can buy a second one for extra shipping and handling. It's complicated.
Emma's really marketing those alarm clocks, isn't she? Well, okay, Emma, we have a very important update for you on one of the elves that you've sent to Central Pennsylvania.
I'm ready.
What's your elf's name? And tell Emma.
Rosie Roo, and she messed up one of my mommy's paint things.
Messing things up.
Oh, Emma, you'll have to talk to Rosie Roo.
I'm going to put the note in Rosie Roo's book.
How did she do that? I have to know.
I'm afraid to ask, Miss Anne.
I don't know.
Oh, good answer. Good answer, Isaac.
Well, wait, Santa.
Plausible deniability. I know what's going on here.
Emma, I got the details from Dad. Paints and markers were being used.
Oh, no.
Well, we know who may not be getting...
There's vandalizing going on.
What's that, Emma?
There's vandalizing going on.
I know. I don't think that's in the training class you put them through.
No, I don't think so. I'm going to have to... do some sensitivity training or something.
Did you see Rosie Roo today?
Yes.
Yeah. Mom and Dad maybe want to put her in timeout, huh?
No.
You're never in timeout, are you?
Well, now I'm not. But I used to be. I always used to always go.
Always? No, Mom said not all the time. Maybe every now and then. A little bit. Why, just not listening too well? But now you're in kindergarten. So are you helping around the house?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to pick up your toys? And let's get an update on what's the condition of your bedroom. Is it clean or is it a disaster zone?
Clean.
Oh, Emma, we'll have to check on that.
I'm gonna check. I always do.
Emma's the one that takes a peek in your room on Christmas Eve. Hey, so at your house, are the Emma and the other elves going to see any furry little creatures, dogs, cats?
Three cats, which one of my cats like to play with me sometimes. So I meant like scratch me and stuff.
Uh-oh.
Okay, where do the cats sleep? Will the cats be running around the house on Christmas Eve?
Well, sometimes. Sometimes they play with the Christmas tree.
That was my next question. Do they behave around the tree?
No.
Because maybe not heard, but mistletoe acts up around the tree in the North Pole. Right, Emma?
Yes, Miss Anne. Always climbing the tree to try and get the big gold star at the top of it.
And the tree goes tumbling down.
And down it goes.
So, okay, aside from maybe you could do your friend Emma the Elf a favor and make sure the cats aren't running around on Christmas Eve, okay?
No, try to. Okay.
Well, are you going to leave Santa and the elves and maybe the reindeer? Any good snacks?
Yes.
Like what?
I'm going to give Santa Claus Oreos.
Oh, old Santa Claus loves Oreos.
I think he's going to need some milk because he likes to dip his Oreos in milk.
And carrots for the reindeer.
Oh, Rudolph is so happy to hear that. Oh, my goodness gracious. Rudolph, come on in here. Carrots for Christmas Eve.
Hi, Rudolph.
Okay, since the jingle bells are going, should we get the group together here and do your special little song? It's just a short one, but it's going to be sweet, Santa. Ready?
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun it is to ride in your open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun it is to ride in your open sleigh. Hey!
Whoa!
Yay!
My goodness, that is so much fun, Isaac. You sound so good with your singing voice.
Very, very nice, Isaac. Hey, so you have basketball season coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I want to wish you good luck with basketball. And now, how about a drum roll from Emma for your list? Say drum roll, please.
Drum roll, please.
Let's go to the list, Isaac.
Oh. You had a little help there, Emma.
I hear that.
Okay, that was a big drum roll. Now, what would you like for Christmas this year?
Lego set.
Okay. Anything else? Anything special?
No.
Do you like surprises?
Yes.
Oh, I'll bet we can find some surprises. Emma, let's look up Isaac Passinger in the great big book here at the North Pole.
All right. It says here that he's doing well being kind to others, but he could improve on listening the first time he's told to do something. So, Miss Anne, elf ears, please.
I'm on it.
Okay. Those are your elf ears, okay, Isaac? And they work. I promise they do. They're for listening to Mom and Dad the first time they tell you to do something. Can you work on that?
Yes.
All right. He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, wonderful, Isaac. Let's see what we might have here on the workbench. Oh, Isaac said he liked surprises.
Yeah.
Oh, and over here are some more surprises. And, oh, my goodness, look at the size of this. And Santa Claus is going to deliver some Legos Isaac. Well, Emma?
Yes, Santa Claus?
I think it's time to give Isaac a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Isaac. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Isaac, and your parents and your whole family. It was so nice to have you here. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with the lovely Evelyn Berry. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
It is at this magical and wondrous time of year when everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One wishes you and your families all the joys this season brings. May your time with family and friends be the source of memories that you will treasure all through the years. Your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One would like to take this moment to thank you for your business, and they look forward to serving you again in the upcoming new year. May you have a delightful and holiday season and cherish the old and new memories made. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. So remember, as you check your list not once but dozens of times, as you bring out that special decoration or tree that's been in the family for years, as you add new ones the kids just made in school, your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One just south of Lewisburg on Route 15 want you to know they wish you the very best this holiday season has to give. Merry Christmas and a very happy and healthy new year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. Oberdorf's Carpet One, just south of Lewisburg on Route 15.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is Evelyn Berry. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
You look absolutely adorable. I love your outfit. Did you pick that out?
Yes.
Yes. Got to give Emma a fashion update. She loves.
I need a fashion update.
Okay. I have red, black, and golden on my shirt.
Wow.
And I have sparkles on my pants.
Whoa. Emma, calm down. Evelyn, you said the magic word.
I told you, Evelyn, she goes cuckoo for sparklers. Probably sparklers too, right, Emma?
Yeah, those are on fire.
Well, you look adorable. So who's here with you in the magic radio room?
My mom, my sister, and my dad, and my cousin.
Well, hi to Audrey. Hi, Audrey. You want to say hi to Santa?
Hi.
Well, my goodness. Hello and Merry Christmas.
So Audrey's your older sister.
Yes.
Do you two share a bedroom?
Yes.
You do. Oh, how does that work out?
Do you have bunk beds or?
Bunk beds.
So you probably each have to take care of cleaning up your side of the room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Emma will be looking in your room on Christmas, so is it very clean, really clean, or a little clean?
Like there's a big pile in my bedroom.
That's on its way somewhere.
Now, we have a little dispute, Santa. Audrey says it's just a blanket on the floor. So that's not too much of a mess to pick up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? The good news is, Evelyn, you got plenty of time before Christmas Eve to work on cleaning up your room, right?
Yes.
And so when did we lose our two front teeth?
When I...
So it's been a couple months for the first one, huh?
Yes.
Can you remember, did you put them under your pillow for the Tooth Fairy?
Yes.
What did she bring?
$1.
Nice, nice. Well, you wear it very well. You got a great smile, even minus your two front teeth. So tell Santa a little bit about you. How old are you and what grade are you in?
I am 7 and I'm in first grade.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, you're such a big girl.
Oh, Evelyn is growing up in a hurry.
Hey, you know what? You know what else also is in the big book? Do you know what else? I hear that Evelyn is moving to Grandma Barry's.
Oh, my goodness. That will be wonderful. You know, she can do a lot to help Grandma Barry out when she gets there.
So no need to be nervous about any changes or being in a new place because you have a big job to help your grandma.
Well, that's exciting. Well, Merry Christmas to your grandma.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas,
Grandma.
Grandma Berry, Merry Christmas.
Have a Berry Berry Merry Christmas.
And a Berry Berry Merry Christmas. And I bet Grandma's been really good this year, right?
Yes.
Of course she has. I bet she spoils you a little bit, right?
No.
I think so.
I think maybe a little.
Alina the elf says you get spoiled some.
That's what grandmas are for.
So where was Alina today? Did you see your elf?
Yes.
Well, where was she?
She was on my box of...
On
ornaments.
Sitting on a box of ornaments?
Yeah.
Were any of them broken?
No.
Okay. Well, you heard the problem that Isaac's having with his elf, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So your elf seems pretty good, pretty calm?
Yes.
Do you get nervous knowing she's in the house, keeping an eye out?
No.
You shouldn't. Because I'm sure Santa's getting all good reports, right, Santa Claus?
We'll see about that when we get to the big book, but... I think so.
So school, do you get lots of homework?
Yes.
Did you get homework for tonight?
Yes.
When do you do your homework? Does mom have to remind you or when you get home from school right away?
I go to this place where it takes care of me and I do my homework there.
That's good. You get it all done after your after school program. Then you get to come home. Well, so what do you do when you're just at home and you're having fun? What do you like to play?
I like to play with my toys.
What kind of toys do you have?
Dogs, cats, and Hatchimals.
Do you have, now, okay, so your sister's there. Do you have to share toys with your sister?
Yes.
Yes. You always get along. Mom doesn't hear any fighting. It's okay if you do. That's what sisters do, right, Emma?
Sisters sometimes fight, but that's okay because they love each other just the same, okay?
See, nothing to worry about. So did you and your sister and your mom start baking or thinking about baking Christmas cookies or any treats you're going to leave for Santa?
Yes.
You have to tell them.
Cookies and milk.
What's your favorite cookie? What are you going to leave that you like?
Chocolate chip cookies.
Santa, sound good?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, I am so hungry already. Oh.
So, Evelyn, would you like to sing a song for Santa tonight?
No.
Okay, but I think you have a nice long list. Are you ready to tell Santa and Emma?
Yes.
You want to ask Emma for a drum roll? Just from Emma?
Drum roll, Emma.
Okay, Evelyn got in on the drum roll, too. Okay. All right, that's a nice big drum roll. Are you ready? She's ready to write everything down.
I want a squishy maker and a Hatchimal baby.
And surprises?
Yes.
All right.
Well, my goodness. Let's take a look at this big book and see if Evelyn really has been a good girl this year.
All right. It says here that she's doing well at being compassionate towards others. And that's really, really good. And it says here, though, Evelyn, you can improve on not fighting with your sister so much. I understand sometimes sisters can be a bit of a bother, but we have to love each other, okay?
Okay.
All right. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness, let's see what's on the workbench here for Evelyn Berry. Oh, my goodness. What a nice pile of surprises here. Oh, over here, more surprises. And, oh, look at this one. And we're going to bring her a Pumpsies.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Oh, I think it's time to give Evelyn a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Evelyn. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
It was so nice to have you here, Evelyn. Merry Christmas to you and your entire family. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with Mr. Callan Green. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Tradition that dates back over 100 years. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has been supplying families for generations with the best pierogies in the business. As indicated by many accounts over the years, it is the love they put into their pierogies that makes them so very special. And they're not afraid to tell you that that is their secret. Every single pierogi has a touch of love inside, just like Mom and Grandma always included in their homemade favorites. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has an extensive line of flavors as well as traditional pierogies year-round. Check some of these flavors out. The original potato and cheese, sweet cabbage, sauerkraut, loaded baked potato pierogi, hot cheese and potato, Philadelphia cheesesteak, meatball parmesan, roasted garlic and parsley mashed, and that's just some of the pierogi flavors available at Fisher's Boston Pierogies. Check them out, 401 North Shamokin Street in Shamokin. Open Wednesday through Friday 9 to 5 and Saturday 10 to 4. They're also online at fishersboston.com and Fisher's Boston Pierogies on Facebook.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. Are we clearing our throat? You okay, Callan?
Hello, Santa.
Well, my goodness, Callan. How are you tonight?
Good.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, we got a little bit of a frog in your throat. It's okay.
I am a...
Can you feeling okay? You got that okay? You can clear your throat? Okay. He sounds much better. Pitch perfect now, Emma.
All right.
So, Callan, you got a little bit of a family fan club listening. Yes. Who do we want to say hello to?
Aunt Nicole, grandparents, Nan and Pop, and...
Did you tell any of your friends at school?
No.
Anybody special, though? Your teacher you want to say hi to? Mm-hmm.
My teacher is not listening, but...
Well, you don't know.
Psst,
it's always a good idea. Say hi to your teacher. Trust me, I wouldn't steer you wrong.
Okay.
What's your teacher's name?
Mr. Scullin.
Okay.
Well, my goodness. Merry Christmas to everybody in the family and your teachers and you, Callan.
Merry Christmas!
So Mom and Dad brought you here. Have they been... They've been good? You think they'd earn some gold stars?
Yes.
Yes. He did not hesitate. So that's good. That's good. And your little brother's here, too. He'll be talking to Santa in just a few.
Yes.
Now, you two are lots of high energy. You like to have
Yes,
fun.
All the time.
All the time?
Almost.
Almost all the time.
Mm.
Now, do Mom and Dad or say Nanny and Poppy have to break up any little, fights between you?
Yes, that is true.
Honesty's the best policy, right, Santa?
No,
it certainly is.
Yes,
and
it is.
We know that Finnegan will let us know.
Yes.
Finnegan. So that's who's at your house.
And right now, he is currently, I think, on top of a shelf that we store cups in. Currently on the top.
Always keeping an eye, that Finnegan. And what about Chewbacca? Is he there, too?
Yes.
All right.
Chewbacca? So you have two?
Not the
yes.
one. Not
Actually,
the Wookiee.
Not the... Nolan's dog is named Nolan. What is he?
I said your reindeer is named Chewbacca. He's not a Wookiee. He's not a real Wookiee.
Not a Wookiee.
He is a real reindeer, though.
He's a real reindeer.
You gotta tell Emma about this cool shirt. That's a really neat Christmas shirt.
Well, right now I have a reindeer with lights.
Whoa.
Hat on his, like on his horns.
On his antlers. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a really cool Christmas shirt. So do you and your brother have any like fun pajamas that you wear on Christmas Eve?
Well, Elf, last year bring us pajamas to wear on Christmas Eve. I think he might do that this year or maybe not.
Well, maybe. That's Christmas time, maybe. And maybe not.
Yep. You just never know. So, Kellen, tell Santa, how's your school year? What grade are you in?
My school year is going good.
That's wonderful.
And, well, I made a lot of friends. Kind of all my friends are in different classrooms. But some of my friends are in the same grade.
Oh, okay.
Like, in... Some Miss Campbell, some in Miss Briskin, and some in Mr. Scotton's class.
Oh, so then you get to hang out after school.
Yes.
Ah!
I go to an after school program, like Evelyn does. SAC. We both go to SAC. I don't have to travel in a van, because the SAC program that I go to is at my school that I go to.
Well, that makes it easy.
It does. Yeah. Kellen, how old are you?
6. You're going to be 7 on December 9th.
Ooh, going on 17, Santa.
Oh, my goodness. And I think we ought to wish Kellen a very happy birthday. Oh, my goodness.
Yay!
7 is quite an age.
Happy birthday to you. Happy
birthday to
you.
Happy birthday, dear Kellen.
Happy birthday to you. And Merry Christmas.
Oh, we're a lot better at Christmas than birthdays, Emma.
I love that. So you got a special song in advance. I hope you have a wonderful birthday, because I usually get to talk to you around that time. Tell me, so what do you have planned for your birthday this year?
Well, it's just going to be a plain party. Nothing that special like we were going to plan.
Like you said, you won't have a theme, right?
Yeah, we won't have a theme.
But I bet you're still going to have like a really good cake, I'm sure.
Yes, that is true. And one day after my birthday, on Monday, when I go back to school, I'm bringing cupcakes and pizza into school.
Whoa. You are going to be the most popular
My mom's
going to
eat lunch
school.
With me.
Oh, that's so nice.
Did you hear that, Emma? His mom will eat lunch with him.
Nice! As I said, he's going to be the most popular boy in school if he comes in with pizza and cupcakes.
Yeah.
Your friends are going to like that. I bet your teacher's going to like that, too. Is it hard to figure out, like, with Christmas not too far away, what you want for Christmas and what you want for your birthday?
Yeah. Well, I have some things that are on my... Sometimes I just want random presents. And sometimes I want one or two things...
That are specific, like special.
And right now I only have one that's a chainsaw Nerf gun. I already have the... big one and the little one, but I saw a medium one that shot chainsaws. I didn't know.
So I think that's pretty specific, Emma, right?
That is pretty specific. What would you like for the Christmas list?
Yeah, are you ready? Now, before we give her your list, have you been listening at home? You picking up your toys, cleaning your bedroom?
Well, my bedroom is clean all the time.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Finnegan, we'll find out if that's true
listening
when we get to the big book.
Kind of bad, but kind of good at the same time.
Okay, he's just giving you some hints, Santa
he's
Claus.
He's giving me the preemptive strike on the big book.
I think so, Emma. Okay, Kellen, well, are you ready? You don't want to sing a song?
No song.
That's okay. What would you like for Christmas?
Here you go, right to the list.
A punching bag.
Oh, better than your brother.
A skateboard. And Legos.
Okay, how about a helmet if you're going to be on a skateboard?
Yes, probably. Okay. A new helmet with spikes on the top.
Okay, Santa, there you have it.
And some surprises.
Ooh, let's take a look in Santa Claus's great big book, Kellen Green.
All right, it says here that he's doing well in math and in spelling. That's really good. Alan was right here. It says in the big book, he can improve on following directions and not fighting with his brother.
Yes.
Yes, you know. Can you work on those things?
Yes, I will.
All right. He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
My goodness, Callan. Let's see what's here on the old boat workbench. Oh, look at over here. Oh, you're going to like this. Here's some random over here all wrapped up. Oh, and we have some books and games.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Callan a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Callan. Merry Christmas.
Oh! Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's always so nice to have you here, honey. Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a wonderful birthday. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with Callan's younger brother, Nolan. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even your spouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, waiting for a gift from Frost Strollers to be there. Your wife was nestled all snug in your bed, while visions of diamonds danced in her head. Suddenly, outside there arose such a clatter. You sprang from your bed to see what was the matter. When what to your wondering eyes should appear, but a bald-headed man saying, "Hi, Dan Frost Strollers here." Dan whistled and shouted, and called from your list, "Now diamonds, now sapphire, now emeralds and rubies, on rings, on pendants, on bracelets and earrings." He was dressed to the nines with a handful of jewels, and with a grin said, "Don't worry, guys, I'll bring you some tolls." And you heard Dan exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all from Frost Jewelers." That's right.
Frost Jewelers. We're located on Route 522 in Silinsgrove and online at frostjewelers.com.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
We're switching it up a little bit, Santa. Our next guest is Camden Stevens. Well, hi, Camden.
Hi.
So nice to have you here. How are you?
Good.
Love the camouflage shirt. You look pretty cool. Could barely see you. Get it? Camouflage.
Wait, Camden disappeared.
Just see the head, Emma.
Wow.
So, Camden, how was your day at school today?
Good.
What grade are you in?
Kindergarten.
I hear from lots of the boys and girls that they love kindergarten. Do you love school?
Yes.
Do you love waking up early for school?
No.
Do you need an elf alarm, Camden?
No.
Mom, does he?
Maybe. I already have one.
Emma. He already has one.
All right.
It doesn't work.
We gotta repair it.
Speaking of elves, I hear like these elves are crazy, having lots of fun in houses here in central Pennsylvania. Have you spotted one at your house?
Yes.
Who's there? What's his name?
Buddy.
Buddy!
That's where Buddy is.
Yep, that's where he is, according to my notes.
Oh, I love it. Do you ever, what's your favorite Christmas movie? Do you have a favorite?
Because
you know what I'm thinking about? The movie Elf. Do you like that one?
Elf on the Shelf.
Because the name of the elf in that movie is Buddy. Buddy the Elf, right?
Yes.
Do you eat your spaghetti the way he does?
No.
With syrup and M&Ms and marshmallows?
No.
No? Does that sound good to you?
No.
Me either.
Me either.
Not even Santa Claus, and Santa has a real big sweet tooth.
I know where my elf is.
Where is he?
He's in wine. He's in the wine glass.
Oh! Okay, Emma.
Buddy.
Oh, no.
Emma, Santa, you've got to really look at your recruitment and your training program. They're going rogue.
They are. What am I going to do with them?
Is that Buddy's having happy hour at Camden's house?
I'll tell you.
Goodness. Emma, how do I get a job like that?
Tisk, I don't know. That's not what we hired them for.
But I bet Buddy is still sending reports back to Santa Claus. So you think you've been trying really hard to be good this year?
Yes.
Well, what do you have to do at home? Does Mom ask you to help out?
Yes.
But all the reports sound a little drunk.
He's like, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
So what does mom have you do? What are you supposed to do?
Watch over my baby brother.
Oh.
You're a big brother. How old is your baby brother?
Zero.
He's not zero Santa, but he's 2 months.
That's very close to zero.
That is. Santa Claus, should I ask the question?
Oh, of course.
2 months, that means diapers. So you're the big brother. Do you help change diapers?
No.
You look terrified. I'm sorry, what's his name again?
Bodie.
Brody?
Brody. Oh, do you hear Brody wake up in the middle of the night? Do you hear him cry?
Yes.
Aww. I bet you're an awesome big brother.
Yes.
Oh, take really good care of him, and as he starts to get older, he'll be so much fun, right?
Yes.
So I guess you have your own, do you have your own bedroom?
Yes.
Now, what's your bedroom like? Emma is the room inspector from the North Pole. You know what that means?
No.
Oh, come on. She'll be coming in looking it all over.
That means I make it's sure clean. That the bedroom's clean.
It's clean?
So you pick up all your toys and keep your bedroom nice and clean?
Yes.
So, Camden, when you're not at school, are you in any sports or activities? What do you like to do?
I play basketball and soccer. Okay. I'm going to sign up for baseball.
Oh, are my you? Goodness.
You'll be very busy, Santa Claus.
Oh, very, very busy, but... He sounds like he's very talented.
He does. And you're having a good school year?
Yes.
You don't get any homework, do you?
A little?
Oh, okay.
Well, it's good to get it done right away so that you can play at night, right?
Yes.
Now, are you going to be the first one up in your house on Christmas morning?
Yes.
And I bet you don't need an elf alarm on Christmas morning, right?
No.
Hey, okay, so we were talking about this special song. We have the gang here. Now Santa says, Rudolph there.
Is Rudolph there?
Oh, my goodness, yes, he's right here. And he's listening, and oh, my goodness, his nose is flashing on and off.
Here we go, ready?
Rudolph
the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
They never
left Herr Rudolph joining any reindeer games. But one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, wish your nose so bright. Won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him. Da-da-da-da-da with the yippee. Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. Around in history.
Whoa, Camden, that was wonderful. You did that so well that old Santa Claus didn't even have to come in with... Oh, allowing old Rudolph to guide the sleigh.
Listen how happy you made Rudolph.
That's awesome, Camden.
Now, what will make you happy on Christmas morning? What are you hoping that Santa brings for you this year?
Surprises.
Surprises, okay.
Nothing special that you can think of?
No.
No, because I have a list in his house.
Oh, okay. He already has his list. Okay. All right, Santa.
Goodness, let's take a look at Camden Stevens here at the North Pole.
All right, it says here that he's doing well in kindergarten. That's really good. Oh, but it says here that he can improve on listening to Mom and Dad better. Miss Anne?
Elf ears, I'm on it, Emma.
Elf ears?
You've got to do the elf ears.
These are your elf ears, okay, Camden? They are for listening to Mom and Dad the first time they tell you to do something. Can you do that?
Yeah.
All right, I know they work. They're good. You can hear me. You can hear Mom and Dad, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, he's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, let's take a look at the workbench here and find out what it says about Camden. Oh, my goodness, surprise is over here. Surprises over there. Look at that little tiny surprise there. Oh, he's going to love that. And we are also going to bring him a telescope.
Woohoo!
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
I think it's time we gave Cameron Stevens a great big gold star.
I can see a goal. There's a telescope.
Merry Christmas, Cameron. Merry Christmas. Oh.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It was so nice to have you here, Camden. I hope you and your little brother and your whole family have a very Merry Christmas. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with Mr. Colin Kitis. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107. Good job.
Making your list and checking it twice? Stop by Gracie's for everything nice. Whether it's a snowman, Santa, or Christmas bouquet, call Gracie's Flowers with delivery same day. Give sparkle, give sweet. Give Gracie's to the neighbor down the street, the babysitter, mail carrier, and those that deliver our news. Give Gracie's to them to chase away the blues. For everything to deck the halls, Gracie's has wreaths and centerpieces to spruce up the walls. A gift from Gracie's surely will please and put your holiday budget worries at ease. Grab the family and head to Gracie's this season. It's the merriest place for a terrific selection of gifts for any reason.
With extended holiday hours, Gracie's Flowers is now open from 8:30 till 7 through December 22nd. Closed on Sundays and closing at 4 on Christmas Eve. Gracie's Flowers, 901 North Market Street, or online at graciesflowers.com. Open late to make it convenient for you.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is Mr. Colin Kitis. Hi, Colin.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I haven't seen you since last year in the Magic Radio Room. You got taller. You going to keep on growing?
Yes.
Oh, that's the plan.
Taller than an elf right now, Emma.
Uh-oh. I'm the shortest one around here.
So how have you been? How old are you? And what grade are you in now?
I'm in kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
Well, tell Santa Claus, what's it like in kindergarten? Did you go to school today?
Yes.
What did you get to do in kindergarten today? Tell me the fun stuff. I want to hear what's fun.
Going outside
to play.
A little chilly, so I bet you wear a hat and you bundle up, right?
Yes.
Let me guess, do you also like lunch?
Yes.
Do you?
That's my favorite part of the day.
Mom's giving you messages.
That's right, you to recess.
Emma, should we start the elf ears right now?
I think so.
Elf ears, come on. Elf ears, Colin. There you go. Well, so tell me, what do you pack lunch or do you eat in the cafeteria?
Sometimes I eat in the cafeteria and I pack lunch sometimes.
Well, what's your favorite lunch?
Tacos.
Tacos?
Do you get those on Tuesdays?
Emma wants to know, is it like Tuesday Taco Day?
Yes.
Is it? How many tacos can you eat at one time?
Two?
Should see Santa eat tacos on Taco Tuesday.
What? Give me a number, Emma.
I lost count. I ran out of fingers and toes.
Santa, sounds like Santa could put away a couple of tacos, doesn't it?
Yes.
Old Santa Claus loves tacos.
Do you ever think about leaving Santa tacos on Christmas Eve?
No.
Oh, no. They get way too soggy, Miss Anne.
Yeah. Then you got to have, like, the margarita or something to go with it, Santa, and you can't be doing that.
Oh, only milk.
Only milk.
That's what's your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
I'm driving. It's okay.
Oh, what's that, Emma?
I'm driving. It's okay.
That's all right. Emma's got the sleigh. So what's your favorite cookie?
Sugar cookies.
Oh, sugar cookies.
Oh, yum. I love those.
Ooh, I heard Emma go, yum.
That's because you can put different colored sugar on them.
She loves sugar. And the more, the better. So, are you going to help Mom make some sugar cookies?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, do you actually help Mom mix the batter? Or do you just taste and make sure that the quality is, like, perfect?
I help her mix the batter.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's very nice.
So, now, anybody listening to you on the Magic Radio tonight that you want to say hello to? Did you tell your teacher or anybody in your family? Well, how about we just say Merry Christmas, Santa, to his whole family and to his teacher?
Well, my goodness, yes, Colin. a very Merry Christmas to your whole family and all of your teachers. And I'm sure they're going to be happy to see you tomorrow.
Some of the boys and girls tell me like they've had Grinch Day. They get to wear all green. Do you have any fun days like that in December at school?
No.
Like Crazy Sock Day or anything? No?
No.
Did your teacher decorate your classroom?
For Christmas?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Ooh, that's always fun to see decorations when you're at school, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I know you don't want to sing a song. Can you tell Santa, let him know that you're doing really well in school? Maybe recite the alphabet for him?
Want to do that?
No.
No?
That's okay.
That's okay. You don't have to do that. So have you been listening to Mom at home, picking up your toys?
Sometimes.
He's rocking back and forth, Santa, so I think we're kind of borderline with that one.
Ruh-roh. Well,
Santa said ruh-roh. Hey, speaking of ruh-roh, have you spotted any elves in your house?
Yes.
Oh, really?
What do you know the elf's name, and where was the elf?
I forget. Oh. I know who it is!
Oh, my goodness, yes.
It's Jackie!
Oh, that's what we have right here is... Jackie is down there and gives Cullen pretty good marks.
Did you see Jackie today?
Yes.
Where? Where was Jackie?
In my Christmas tree in my bedroom.
Oh.
At the top of it.
Spying as they should be.
Oh, that's a nice snuggly spot for an elf, I think. Well, are you ready to tell Santa? And Emma, what are you hoping for Christmas this year?
A skee-ball game.
Ooh.
That sounds fun. Is there anything else that you can think of?
No.
Well, do you like surprises?
Yeah.
Oh, well, my goodness, Cullen. Let's see what we might have on the workbench in a moment or two. But first, let's take a good look in the big book here at the North Pole and see how Cullen has been.
Okay, let's see here. It says here that Cullen's doing well in school, and he's listening to his teachers and being nice to his friends. Whoa. That's really good. That's a good report. And it says here, though, Cullen, you need to improve on listening at home. So, do you still have your elf ears?
Oh, elf ears. You got to do the elf ears. You got to do them. Come on.
See, the great thing
he
about...
He has one.
You got one? Come on, get the other one going.
Come on, you got to get the other one going. Emma's going to hold out if you don't.
Those elf ears out there are for listening not only for your teachers, but also to Mom and Dad. They work just as well at home, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Oh.
He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness. Oh, look at this workbench, Emma. Oh, my goodness. Don't tell him about that one. He's going to love it. And surprises over here. And, oh, my goodness, we're going to be bringing him a skee ball game. Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Cullen Kitus a great big gold star. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas,
Merry
Cullen.
Christmas.
Say Merry Christmas to Emma, too.
Merry Christmas, Emma.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Santa, you put a big smile on his face when he heard what you're going to bring for him. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with, he's very excited, Mr. Trent Gallo. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
There are many reasons to join the Y. Building endurance, getting back into shape, strengthening your heart. But the Y is what you make of it. So make it your own.
My Y is a morning swim and an evening spin class.
My Y is a personal trainer who helps me realize my potential.
My Y is a community where everyone fits in.
My Y is where I learned to swim as a kid, where my daughter learned how to swim as a kid, and where my granddaughter will learn to swim as a kid.
The Y is a place for families to go together and for kids to learn that an active, healthy lifestyle can be fun. Children learn how to reach for new goals. Families spend quality time together. And we all build and grow relationships that deepen our sense of belonging. When you join the Y, you're committing to more than simply becoming healthier. You are supporting the values and programs that strengthen our community. Stop in at one of our four branches located in Sunbury, Milton, Mifflinburg, and Lewisburg. Take a tour and learn more about Y programs. The Y is for a better you. The Y is for a better me. The Y for a better us.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is Mr. Trent Gallo. Hello, Trent. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. It's so nice to see your smiling face. You got so tall since I saw you last.
Yep.
We'll fill Santa in. What grade are you in now?
Second.
Well, how is second grade?
Good.
Good. Can I ask how your report cards? Are you studying hard, working hard?
Straight A's.
Whoa! Oh, my
wow! Goodness. Super genius!
We're going to have to talk to the elves about that, Emma. I'd like to see them get straight A's.
See, Santa wants the elves working as hard as you are. Wow, Emma, what did you call him?
A super genius!
Trent Super Genius Gallo. That's what I'm going to call you. You know what? You should get a t-shirt made. That'd be a cool idea, right? Hey, did you tell your teacher that you'll be here in the Magic Radio Room?
No.
No? Is there anybody in your family that's listening? We should.
I don't know.
I'm sure, like, probably all your family, right? Maybe?
I don't know.
No? Just in case. Maybe Merry Christmas from Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness, I think there are some people listening. And so we're going to wish your family and friends a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
So straight A's, that means you work really hard. Do you come right home from school and start your homework?
When I go to my mammy's, yes. But at my nana's, I eat something first, then I do my homework.
Always good to be well stuffed when you do your homework.
Gotta have snacks.
Yep, a good snack, and then you and you get to your homework. I'm thinking probably you get a good night's sleep if you're doing so well in school, right?
Yeah.
What time do you usually have to go to bed? Or are you supposed to go to bed?
Nine.
Okay, that's good. Now, how about you? I'm wondering, do you need one of those special clocks that Emma makes? Is it like one of those? You have to yank the covers off, pull you out of bed?
Yes.
I'm hearing yes from your family.
My goodness.
Emma, what tone do you think you would use on that one for Trent? Which one? Which ring?
Maybe a slow and gentle one. Hello. Wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
I'm gonna
get up.
Bam! And then you're up, right? So, okay, you're doing really great in school. Now, do you have time for any activities? Are you in any sports?
I play baseball, but right now I'm playing basketball, and I did play football.
Well, my goodness. Trent is very active.
An athlete, a scholar. Boy, oh boy, got to add that to your t-shirt too, right?
Yes.
So how was your football season?
Good.
And did you start basketball already?
Yes, but I haven't played it yet. And I also play flag football.
Oh, do you? Okay. What was the name of your team? Do you remember?
Golden Dragons.
Oh!
So that sounds like lots of fun. And you're tall, so I bet you're really good at basketball.
I do not know, because the season hasn't begun yet.
We shall see, and then maybe you could give me a report next time I see you, okay?
Okay.
So how was your Thanksgiving?
Good.
Did you eat a whole turkey or just some of a turkey?
Some of it. I wasn't feeling good on Thanksgiving.
Oh, my.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Did you have a little bit of an appetite even though you weren't feeling too great?
I ate a little bit.
I bet it was nice to have a couple days off from school, right?
Yes.
So I take it you're looking forward to a nice long Christmas break.
Yes.
Ask Emma. Some
snow from the snow miser?
I will work on it. I'm going to have to leave a message for him.
Emma's working really hard, and every time she does, it turns to rain. Right, Emma?
Yeah.
We're done with that. So, Trent, is your tree all decorated?
Yes.
Yes. And what's it like? Is it like our tree here?
It has some Christmas bulbs, and it's a fake one. And it has monster trucks on it and a colorful star.
Oh.
Like one that lights up.
Well, my, that sounds beautiful.
It does. And you said monster trucks on the tree?
Yes.
Wow.
That's really nice. Don't hurt yourself, Emma.
I'm going to be extra careful.
Now, will Emma have any, like, will she meet any of your pets at your house? Do you have any dog or cat? Or
I have a pit bull and I have a fish tank downstairs, but I don't think the pit bull will know because she sleeps in bed with my mom.
I don't know about you, Emma, but I jumped when he said pit bull.
What's depends a pit? On, they're not all bad, but no. Is this a good pit bull?
What's his name?
No, her name is Nala, and...
Well, she sounds nice.
Once she gets to know you, she can be good, but okay. She starts when she first meets you.
Maybe I'll just bring some treats in my pocket.
Okay.
And most dogs bark when they first meet Emma and all the elves, right? Because they're coming into your house, right? So
yes.
Well, but she'll be sleeping and all tucked in bed with your mommy, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what are... Now, did you change your mind? Are we singing? No? But I know you have a list for Santa. Are you ready to tell? Would you like a special drum roll from Emma? Please, Emma?
Take it away, Trent!
I would like Farming Simulator 2019, PS4 edition, and a Ford pickup with a gooseneck and a bobcat with a bucket and a fork pallet and four sets of pipes. Two new ones and two old ones.
This sounds like a dad list.
Oh, my goodness.
I wondered about that Ford pickup. I don't know.
I heard a truck.
That's not mine, Emma.
Extra pipes. And
that
a bucket.
Sounded like a scholarly list, didn't it, Emma?
Lots of things to do.
Yeah. Okay, big book time.
Let's take a look in this big old book at the North Pole and find Trent Gallo, Emma.
All right. It says here that he's doing well being sweet and considerate of others. That's very, very good, Trent. You could improve on focusing more on tasks when they're given to you. So when someone tells you what to do, you think about it, and if you need to write it down, that's okay too. But focus. And you can get it done, okay?
Okay.
All right, he's a good boy, Santa Claus.
My goodness, look at this workbench. Oh, it's almost bending from the weight from the stuff for Trent. We have all kinds of surprises and this great big surprise over here. Don't mention it to Trent. Oh, that's quiet. Let's bring him, though, an easel and painting supplies because he loves that.
Yeah.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
I think it's time we give Trent Gallo a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Trent.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It was so nice to have you here as always. Merry Christmas to you and your whole family. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with Nolan Green. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Good job. You did great. Everybody.
Happy holidays from your friends at Service First. Since 1975, Service First Federal Credit Union has been helping its members achieve their financial goals. We've been there when you bought your first car, when you headed off to college, decided to purchase your home, started your business, and even planned for your retirement. As your local credit union, we're looking forward to continuing this tradition. We've got you covered, no matter what may pop up along the way. Whether you're in one of our 11 branch locations or out and about in the community, our credit union team shares 7 core values that ensure our focus is always to strengthen the financial lives of our members and the communities that we call home. Learn more today. Visit serviceone.org. That's serviceone.org. And see why at Service First, we're friends you can bank on. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is Nolan Green. Hi, Nolan.
How are you doing?
Hi.
It's so nice to have you back here in the Magic Radio Room. I love your Christmas t-shirt. You have to tell Santa and Emma. Now we have to make sure Emma doesn't get scared. Can you tell her what it is?
It's a dinosaur.
A dinosaur, Emma.
A whole dinosaur on your shirt?
Now
She thinks it's a real dinosaur. You got to tell her.
That's a lot of glue to glue him on there.
It's a fake dinosaur.
Oh, it's a fake dinosaur, Santa Claus. Okay.
Well, that's good.
Is it Christmas hat and Christmas lights?
Christmas hat and Christmas lights on the dinosaur, Santa.
We always decorate our dinosaurs here at the North Pole.
Did you hear that? Santa always decorates his dinosaurs at the North Pole. I just thought that they had reindeer at the North Pole. How about you?
Yes.
So tell Santa Claus you have some big plans this weekend. Mm-hmm. Your birthday party, too, right?
Yes.
You and your brother. How old? You just had your birthday, right?
Yes.
How old are you now?
Five.
Oh, my goodness. Move that number up to five, Emma.
I will.
Wow. Well, happy birthday. Are you excited to have a cake and spend time with your family?
Yes.
And how was your Thanksgiving? Did you have lots of turkey?
Yes.
What was your favorite thing that you ate on Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
What did you have for dessert? Did you have pie? Do you like pumpkin pie?
A ginger snap cookie.
You had ginger snap cookies on Thanksgiving?
Old Santa Claus loves his ginger snaps.
Oh! I know what you do with those. I know what you do with those. You crunch them up and you put them on the pumpkin pie.
Oh!
That's yummy,
me,
doesn't it?
Trust me, the elf knows.
Come on, Nolan. The elf knows everything. I think Santa just gave you a little hint there. He loves those kind of cookies. Are you going to leave him some cookies on Christmas Eve?
Yes.
You are?
That will make Santa very happy.
Oh, very, very happy.
So now, are you in preschool?
Yes.
Well, how is your preschool? Do you like going to preschool?
Yes.
What makes it fun? What's your favorite thing to do?
I play, and that's my favorite thing.
To play? And you get to sing songs, and I bet you have story time.
Yes.
Are you painting any pictures or drawing anything special for Santa?
I don't know.
That's a good idea, though. He loves pictures, don't you, Santa Claus?
Oh, my goodness, yes. But my goodness, Finnegan says that Nolan is very talented.
Well. Did you hear that Santa's getting good reports from the helper elf at your house? Did you see Finnegan today?
Yes.
Where was he?
On the shelf. On the shelf in the kitchen.
Yes.
So now, do you share a bedroom with your brother?
No.
Yes, you do. Mom says you do. I bet you two silly guys have a hard time falling asleep on Christmas. Do you?
We don't really fall asleep at the time.
Oh, my goodness. All the boys and girls think they don't fall asleep, but we can sneak in and out.
You don't even know it, that Santa was there, right? Was that a little hiccup?
Uh-oh.
So, are you going to sing a song for Santa? You want to sing some Jingle Bells with the boys and girls?
No.
Well, would you like to tell Santa, though, what you want for Christmas?
You think?
Will a drum roll from Emma help? Please, Emma.
You bet. Take it away, Nolan.
Okay, he's just double-checking on one or two things. Here we go, Emma.
A motorbike.
A motorbike?
Okay.
And a helmet.
And a trampoline.
A trampoline? Okay. Oh, that'll be fun.
I'm going to test that out before I take it over.
Oh, did you hear what Emma said? She's going to try it out before she brings it to your house. Is there anything else? Surprises?
Oh, yeah.
Lots of surprises, please, Emma.
Well, my goodness. Nolan Green in the big book here, Emma. Let's find out how he has been this year besides getting older.
All right. It says here he's doing well writing his letters and with swimming. That's really good. And swimming sounds like fun. Now, it says here that you can improve on not fighting with your brother and not getting so upset when things don't go your way. Nolan, can you work on not fighting with your brother?
Can you work on that?
Yes.
All right, and no getting upset when things don't go your way?
You work on that Tuesday. I promise, Emma. He promises, Emma.
All right, he's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness, let's take a look at the workbench here. Ho-ho! It's spread all over the place, surprises. And, oh, my goodness, we're going to bring Nolan Green games and books.
All right!
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Nolan a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Nolan. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Miss Anne. Merry Christmas, boys and girls. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Nolan, to you and your family. Say goodbye, Santa.
Bye, Santa. Merry
Talk to Santa has been sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carpet One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Tune in each weeknight at 6 during the holiday season for Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.